Joined before today's game by head coach Brent Bolte. And coach, you mentioned after the game you felt like your team played Bemidji State Beaver football. Kind of tell us what that meant to you.
We just went back and, you know, on both sides of the ball, just played clean a little bit more than we had, you know, not turning the ball over. We didn't force as many turnovers as we wanted, but stopped the run. We pressured the passer. We made, you know, great plays on the ball. We were flying around. We didn't have to have so many guys rotating all over in different spots, which helps with some of the injury stuff we had, but it just felt like things were clicking, and it's been a while. You know, we were rolling pretty good the first three games, and then it has been a wild season. As you know, you've been at a lot of it. It's been slim margin of errors and margins of victories on both sides, so it was nice to be able to play a complete game in all three phases too. And special teams were really good outside of a couple penalties that got some of the big punt returns called back, but other than that, all three phases were rolling and clicking on Saturday.
And I thought Emmett Enright at quarterback against the Huskies had his best four quarters in a row. He really seemed to be able to find the wide open guy, although there were several, but he found the right guy, and those guys made the catches, and it was really a big passing day.
Yeah, I think, and I've said this before, we've been kind of waiting for a receiving corps to get the ball in their hand, and they're a very dynamic group of guys, and you know, Jake Anderson going into the year was probably the one that was getting the most attention. I think he's our fourth leading receiver, and that's not a slam on him. It's just Malik Williams is very, very dynamic when he gets the ball in his hands. Brandon Bolio is probably playing the most confident football of any kid that I've seen in practice and that we go against. So he's been doing great, and Dell's hit a lot of big plays too. So very gifted, and got DJ in there too. So those guys made a lot of big plays, and against a good Husky defense. I mean, they really have been playing really well all year, and you know, we were able to, you know, run the ball effectively for 140-ish yards. We didn't take many sacks. The guys protected. So, yeah, give the credit to the whole offensive unit, and Emmett in particular had a really nice game.
Mentioned the running game. Jalen was out, but the other two guys really stepped up, Harn and Capon, and they ran the ball very, very well, very, very effectively.
Yeah, I think I was a little nervous going into the game just because of how big and physical they were up front. I thought both those two ran extremely, you know, hard. I thought Sherrod probably had his best game maybe of his career here, just getting downhill and taking hard yards. So that was fun to see because Jalen had been a workhorse and was dinged up, so he wasn't able to play. So it was nice to see those guys rise to the occasion and take over that spot when he wasn't able to.
And to wrap up the St. Cloud State, you've now won 5 in a row against the Huskies. You're 4-0 as a head coach. That's got to feel good, especially in a big rivalry type game.
Yeah, there's when I took over the program, there's obviously the big three in the north that I would say that I circle would be Duluth, St. Cloud, and Moorhead. And proximity-wise, those are big games for us. And like I told you, and I've told everybody, it's just all of our recruits come up through St. Cloud. We recruit against those guys a lot. When they were in the NCC, I think we lost that battle more frequently than we won it. And I think now we come out on the right side of that. Recruitment-wise a lot, so I think it comes back where you're winning football games. So I think now, if I'm correct, I think we've won 7 out of the last 9. So it's a big part of the recruiting battle, and you know, you want to win those games. I have a lot of respect for their coaching staff. They're good guys. I like them, but there's a lot of my good friends and that I want to beat on a regular basis too. So it's a fun rivalry, and I'm glad that we got the win and continue that streak.
Head coach Brent Bolte on the St. Cloud State game. He'll be back later to talk about today's opponent, Moorhead. Next, it's our player profile with quarterback Emmett Enright on the Beaver Radio Network. Back with head coach Brent Bolte on the pregame show. Coach, it's time to grind the axe. Tell us what you expect from the Dragons today of Moorhead.
Yeah, I think they've had an interesting year, kind of like we have as well. I think they've played pretty good defense, to be honest with you, the whole year. I think they're well coached on that side, play hard, big physical defensive front, gap fit. They're just well coached. Offensively, they kind of got a boost. They got their quarterback back last weekend against Minot. Kid went off for 500 yards. They got their big receiver back midway through the year, Richter, who you know had a great day against us last year. They got a couple other really good players. Really, the receiving core is pretty dynamic. But they struggle to run the ball a little bit, so I think you're going to see air raid type of approach from them. And they'll try to hit some running games too, and they've done a better job of balancing it out. But they're just a good overall football team. I think if they wouldn't have had the injuries at the quarterback position earlier, they'd probably be a 7-2, 6-3 team, just like we are. So they are going to be a battle-tested group. They play a lot of football, so it's going to be a good challenge heading over to Moorhead.
You had a really good offensive day last week. How do you continue that momentum into this week?
I think you got to build off it, just like you talked about. Emmett's getting confident and really starting to see the field. Just give those receivers an opportunity to go make it. We got to continue to run the ball effectively. Hopefully we can get Jalen Fry back this week and get him out there too and rotate those three guys through. But we have a lot of offensive weapons, and I think this week it's going to come down to how well we can play defensively against our offense, control the quarterback, get him on the ground. They've given up a lot of sacks on the year, again, probably because of some injuries on the offensive line. But they're probably playing their best football here towards the end of the season, and we're going to have to go over in a hostile environment and get after it.
Let's talk about that third phase of the game, special teams. How important do you think that will be in today's game?
Yeah, I think last week was the first time I'd say that we completely won the special teams battle from returns to coverage teams. And so, you know, you can flip the field. It obviously helps defensively. Last week against, you know, St. Cloud, it was great. And we had twice where we had them inside their own 20, once at the 15 off of kickoffs. We didn't have any really bad field position. Jake had two punts that were really good that seemed to, you know, in my opinion, flip fields too. We got him inside the 20. He had the one stick at the 10. So that's going to be important. We got to make some field goals and take points when the opportunity arises there too. So hopefully that can be a big advantage for us.
We talked about the rivalry with St. Cloud State last week. To me, this is the rivalry. You're playing for the axe. And how important is it to go get that axe and bring it back to Bemidji today?
It's important. Again, you talk about recruiting battles and this and that, proximity. It's certainly a grouping of guys there and here that I think it's similar ideologies, how you build a program. I think Coach Lockley's done a great job of recruiting local talent and developing, and he's certainly a developmental guy, and he's done a wonderful job doing that. And guys stay then, if you get guys to stay in the program that are local, you have less retaining issues, and he's been able to keep that squad intact. So by doing that, good things that happen, and you're not relying on transfers. So it's going to be a big game. We got to find a way to get it done. The last 5-6 years have seemingly come down to very close games. We've found ways to win. They found ways to win. It's kind of weird. They've won some of the closer games, and the ones that we've won have kind of been more of the blowout fashion. So we need to play a complete game and get after it, and our kids need to understand. I think at times, you know, Morehead viewed this more of a rivalry because we'd won so many times leading up into it. And that's not the case anymore. They balance out. They're traditionally going to be a top half team in the conference. They're even better last year with being 8-3 and going to the Mineral Water Bowl. So you got to give them the respect that they deserve, and you got to go over and battle it and take it as serious as they do. And not say that we have ever downplayed it, but I think they've viewed it maybe more important than we have, and that's got to change. We got to freaking get after it, and they're an equivalent team with us, and we got to treat them that way through preparation and be ready to go.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Head coach Brent Bolte before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.